The Fazeyland Fairy Tales, Book 3, How to Become a Superhero and Make Up with Any Girl,
by Michael Rediger, narrated by Mike Dunahy.
Fazey had been in a great mood all morning. This was because a long-awaited movie sequel had just come out 2 days ago. It was about a superhero who could not only fly, but could also move and transmutate things using only the power of his mind. And his mom had already bought tickets to go see the film.
"And who am I going with?"
asked Fazey, graciously digging into his oatmeal.
"I bought them with Astra and Obi's parents, so you will all go together."
This news put him in an even better mood. Fazey then decided that he would try to make up with Astra right then and there at the movie theater, especially since the little dragon looter had told him the right way to do it. But sometimes unforeseen circumstances happen in life, and this is where Fazey had to say goodbye to his big plans. By evening, Fazey's temperature had increased, his throat had started hurting, and he had begun sneezing a lot. The doctor said that he would have to lie in bed all week and get better. Hearing that made him want to cry, but Fazey wouldn't let himself since he wanted to be a real big boy. He slept poorly that night, but in one of his dreams, he saw Looter's familiar purple fur and immediately realized that he was already in Fazeyland.
"Wow, somebody needs to take his phaser on," said Looter upon seeing the state that Fazey was in.
"And it will make me better? Where can I get it from?"
said Fazey with a smile on his face.
"I tell you, but I don't want to make Faw mad again."
And as if on cue, the sky turned to fire right then, and the roar of dragons could be heard. Looter quickly flew to the snowy mountaintop to hide, and Fazey forgot that he was in Fazeyland and fell fast asleep. Fazey was too sick to go out and play. That's why Obi, who was in great spirits, went to visit Fazey at home.
"Do you remember the victory over the bad guy?"
asked Obi, smiling as the toy superhero that he held in his hands flew about the room.
"Was that when he turned the mountain over on the bad guy and it took him a whole year to crawl out from under it?"
"Yes, and I'll be the first to find out what happens this time. Ha ha!"
"That's not fair.
Some friend," retorted Fazey as he scrutinized his plastic superhero. Although Obi was a friend, he clearly got satisfaction from the fact that he would see the movie first. Maybe the only reason he came for a visit was to tease Fazey. However, that did not stop them from playing superheroes all day and imagining the scenes from the film that they knew. Fazey wanted to talk about Fazeyland, but he realized that Obi would only laugh at him. Only Astra understood him. Then he started to miss her even more, but it turned out that they would be unable to make up soon, as Fazey had planned. His mom came back towards the evening, and for some reason she sent Obi immediately home. When it came time to take his medicine, Fazey asked,
"Mom, will you be giving me Phazeron?"
"Now what have you been imagining this time? There's no medicine named that."
"What do you mean there's no medicine named that?"
Fazey, still feverish, was quite surprised by his mom's response. Then it dawned on him. The medicine exists, but only in Fazeyland. Hence the name. That's why Looter was afraid to say where to get it, since the bad dragon Faw would become angry at any help being given to people in Fazeyland. That night, Fazey decided to find the drug Phazeron no matter what. But he was so excited about seeing the movie and seeing Astra that was all he thought about as he fell asleep. As a result, he had strange dreams all night about the movie, as well as some bad guys and bad girls. Fazey didn't make a single attempt to enter Fazeyland during the magic minute of awakening. He simply forgot about it. Upon awakening, Fazey still felt bad and even started coughing. He still had hope that everything would work out and that he would finally get better.
"Today's the day I'm going to do it,"
resolved Fazey when there was only one night left before they went out to the movies. This time, he thought only of the magic minute and Fazeyland before falling asleep. After all, that's the only way to make it into that kingdom.
Upon awakening at night, Fazi tried to immediately imagine himself in Fazyland. But no matter how hard he tried, he was unsuccessful. That's when he tried to fly out and roll out, but this was also unsuccessful. When Fazi tried to just stand up without moving a muscle, he was unexpectedly successful. The magic minute had worked. He needed to find some Fazeron, but where? At the Fazyland Pharmacy, of course. And in order to go there fast, Fazi tried to levitate up. "I'm a superhero," he yelled, flying up through the roof. Hovering above the neighborhood, Fazi spotted a pharmacy and flew towards it. But as soon as he went in, everything went dim and blurry. Within another 2 seconds, Fazyland had completely dissolved, and Fazi came to in his bed, astonished at the outcome. Fazi was close to his goal and then resolved to try again. He had 2 more awakenings, but nothing came of them. Upon the 3rd awakening, he imagined himself at the pharmacy and then realized that he was actually there.
"If you don't see well there, start to touch and scrutinize everything,"
instructed Luder, who had just appeared out of nowhere.
"Aha, so that's it,"
exclaimed Fazi as he joyfully hugged his friend. They headed towards the counter to ask for Fazeron, but instead of a pharmacist, Faw's enormous head was behind the counter.
"Ha ha ha! I won't give you any Fazeron. No Fazeron for you."
Terrified, the astonished friends jumped back from the counter. The room once again began to blur, and Fazi felt aggravated that it was apparently not in the stars for him to see Astra or the movie. At the very last second, Fazi remembered Luder's hint and immediately began scrutinizing his hands and rubbing them together. His 5 senses returned. Fazi grabbed onto Luder and flew out with him into the street.
"Superpower! I'm a superhero!"
Faw was hot on Fazi's heels and burst out onto the street after him. But Fazi already had a plan. With great mental effort, he lifted an enormous mountain on the outskirts of town with the power of his mind alone and threw it right at Faw.
"Oh, it will take him a long time to get out from under that one,"
Luder cried in joy. Meanwhile, Fazi put his hand out and imagined that Fazeron was in it. Something then went poof, and in his hand appeared a golden box with the label Fazeron. Fazi swallowed the pill and immediately felt all better. Then he and Luder, 2 superheroes, flew over Fazyland for a long time. The next day, he felt so much better that the doctor allowed him to go see the movie. It turned out that Obi had gotten sick and Fazi would be the only one going with Astra.
"Girls have cooties, cootie girl,"
yelled Fazi as he grabbed at Astra's long hair and pulled her by it. That's the advice that Luder had given him for making up with any girl. At first it made Astra really mad, but they were soon running around and goofing off together. When the film started, only Fazi and Astra really understood that anybody could be a superhero. All the rest of the people at the theater thought that superheroes were only in the movies. Meanwhile, loud growling could be heard coming out from under an enormous mountain in Fazyland.
"I will get back at them. I will call upon my friends from afar. Oh, they're going to get you good."
A few more words from Uncle Michael. Dear friend, you now know that you should never give up. You always have a chance to get what you want, even if it seems impossible. Fazi showed you an example of how to be a superhero. Just like him, you can fly in Fazyland and move mountains by just looking at them. It's just what you've been dreaming about. It turns out that not only can you eat as much ice cream as you want in Fazyland, but you can also heal yourself. It's not always simple or easy, but it will definitely help you if you get sick. New adventures await Fazi and his friends. In the meantime, don't forget about Fazyland and the Magic Minute of Awakening, which will help you enter that fairy tale kingdom.
Get all 10 fairy tales online at www.fazeyland.com.